You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to talk about accessible holidays now here on RNIB Connect Radio as Damiano LaRocca, founder of Seeable Holidays, a not-for-profit social enterprise organisation who provide accessible, tailored and group holidays for blind and partially sighted people, joins me again. And this time we are going to be focusing on their recent very successful safari holiday, which they'll be running again in 2026. Along with Damiano, I'm also joined by Paul Nugent, who is going to tell us what it was like going on that safari holiday from a visually impaired person's point of view. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Damiano and Paul.
Oh, thank you, Toby. Thank you for having us again.
Yeah, thank you, Toby.
So firstly, Damiano, do give me and listeners a snapshot of what Seeable Holidays is all about.
Of course. So Seeable is a tour operator that specializes on holidays for blind and partially sighted people. We are a social enterprise and we organize tailored and group holidays for people with visual impairments. And we have about 20 destinations where we now offer our holidays. And the purpose of it is to give a chance to everyone to have a great holiday.
Was this the first time that Seeable Holidays had put on a safari holiday? And what sort of planning went in to make the holiday accessible for Paul and other visually impaired holidaymakers?
So this is our second time that we are doing the safari, based on the success of the first trip that we had earlier this year. So we partner with a company that's a specialist into the Kingdom of Eswatini. And we actually collaborate with the owner of this company, which is called Jenny. And she's an amazing, amazing person, as well as a very professional guide. She actually represents Eswatini in the United Kingdom in trade shows. So we have partnered with her because she has developed an itinerary which would be suitable for blind and partially sighted people. And just to give you an example, outside of every major national park, she has collaborated with the locals to create a tactile workshop based on all the different animals that are going to be in that park. And you can find pieces of leather from the different animals, the different fur, and the skeletons. Because obviously the safari is an experience that people would think it's quite visual. But the way she's organized it and together with our training, it's become a much more immersive experience. So you can really learn about the animals and also imagine how the park is going to look like and the culture of the place. We do a day of safari and a day of culture. In the days of culture, there is a lot of involvement with the local culture that goes from meeting the locals, eating local food, trying local dresses, and a lot more, really, to group it.
So, Paul, tell me a little bit about those sort of beginning days of your safari holiday and a bit of that culture, because I believe you met quite a few people and visited a couple of schools and one for blind children before you actually went on your actual safari to experience all the animals.
Yes. Well, to be honest with you, when I first came along to this trip to Eswatini, I wasn't really sure what to expect. I have to say my wife died a couple of years ago, and since then I've been on several trips with Seeable, and this one popped up and I thought, wow, I'll give it a go. So I went along and I was thinking, how much would I get from this? Because I'm now totally blind. And I was wondering, how much would I get from this trip? So that was a big issue. But I found that this was, I have to say, the best trip that I've ever been on in my life. And it was more of an experience than a holiday, if you see what I mean. But it started off, really, we were up in the mountains, and immediately we knew we were in Africa. The birdsong was completely different. We were in the middle of a pine forest where the hotel was, and the smells and everything about it was different from what I was used to. So even though I couldn't see anything, the experiences were coming fast and furiously in my direction. So it was brilliant. We also, as you say, we went to see children in the school. which I have to say, I wasn't sure how that would be of any interest to me, but it was one of the most rewarding things we did with the children. And they sang a song to us, which was just so cute. And we decided in return that we'd sing a song in response, which they loved. So that was brilliant. We all came away rather moved from that. And that was one of two schools we went to. The second one had a huge impact upon me, and I know it did the others. It was a blind school, and I've never felt so humbled by anything in my life. I blind and obviously disadvantaged in some ways because of that, but I have everything really in comparison what they have. I've got home, I've got food, I've got means to access computers, etc., 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 and I can get around, I can do things. These children, their future was bleak. I think they were basically saying that their future really was begging on the streets. So we, as a group, felt we're going to try and do something about that, which we're in the process of doing right now, trying to set up some kind of charity or work towards that side of things, if we can, to help them.
That sounds amazing. And tell me a little bit about what it was like going on the actual safari and being amongst all that wildlife and animals, and maybe give me a couple of highlights of being there and being amongst all the animals and wildlife.
Well, like any trip, it's really the people, even though, well, I suppose you could call them the wildlife, the people that we were with makes the holiday in a way. But we stayed in these huts that were made of sticks and grass. And I was thinking, because I'm getting on a bit now, and I'm thinking it's going to be a bit rough. But that was amazing. These huts were just wonderful to be in. And if you can imagine, there was probably about 18 or 20 of these in a circle, and maybe half a dozen of these, like almost like villages surrounding a place where we ate. And coming back from lunch or dinner, whatever it was, I couldn't get into my hut, because there was these impala, I believe they were, grazing outside my hut. So we were quite close to the wildlife. Although they weren't tame, they were used in a way to having people around. You didn't approach them at all, but they were there sitting either side of the road, and zebras and all these sorts of things. And plus, one of the highlights was we went out on the safari and come across two lions just walking in front of us. Now, although I couldn't see them, and actually disappointingly, they didn't even roar. A bit disappointing. But, we were amongst the animals. We walked amongst the giraffe. We saw a termite's nest. We touched the termite's nest. It was just amazing. And Damiano mentioned earlier about Jenny. Now, Jenny and I went out quite a few mornings, what she called birding. And she was so knowledgeable, and we got up early to do that. And we just walked around, and she described all the birds and things and stuff, and the sounds of animals and things. They were all very close by. It was a sort of an electric fence between a hut, and lying fast asleep on the other side was a rhino, for example.
Wow.
Everywhere. They were just everywhere, and crocodiles, all sorts of things. It was just fantastic. The only thing I will say that I won't do again, Toby, is get on a horse. I got on a horse. I was on there for half an hour. It seemed like a 3-day trip as far as I was concerned. Absolute nightmare. But there we are.
Having been on a suitable holiday myself, I know how accessible their holidays are. And I suppose for you, Paul, how was it sort of getting around, being guided and having everything described to you?
Well, the three main guides that we dealt with were people from Eswatini who I grew very fond of by the end of the holiday. We had some fun and laughter, and I went dancing with them with the African music and stuff like that. They're a great bunch of people. I had no issues, no worries, no concerns. It was just a fantastic trip.
Well, it does sound like an amazing experience going on safari with Seeable Holidays, Paul, and maybe quite a humbling experience too at times. So what would you say to other blind and partially sighted people who might be thinking of booking a Seeable holiday and maybe going on the next safari holiday in 2026?
Well, the safari holiday, and I use the word holiday lightly, really, because it was an experience. It was a humbling experience. We dealt with so many different things. Went to see a medical man, a healer, and so many, many, many things that were part of the culture. And it was such a lot to take in. It took me a while afterwards to process all that I'd experienced on that holiday. And I would recommend it to anyone. It was absolutely fantastic.
Damiano, you will be running the safari holiday again in 2026, as I've mentioned a couple of times. Do you know when the safari holiday will be happening? And is there a deadline for people to book? And where can listeners go to find out more about Seeable, the safari holiday, and other holidays too?
So the safari is actually happening on the 15th to the 26th of October 2026. The holiday is already available on our website, which is seeable.co.uk, on the group holidays. And people can either call in as well and read out our number 0203-375-6947. Or you can email us at daniel@seeable.co.uk. So we do visit three different parks and we experience three different type of safaris. So one is a walk in a park where we get up real close to animals, tame animals, and the guide describes it as we walk by. Then we do a horse safari, as Paul remembers being 3 hours long. It is quite hurtful on your bum if you're not used to a horse, but we do a horse safari. And then we do the final one, which is with the big jeeps, what you see on TV, I guess. And we go through these three main parks. Then we do the school visit, the blind school. Then we go to experience the Ungwenya glass experience, which is one of the biggest production of glassware that's from the local tribes. And then we do the bird call workshops. We go to the Swazi candle shops, so we feel the process of how they make candles. And then another Gone Rural, which is the women of Eswatini weaving, and they support communities through weaving. And the workshops outside of the park, which is basically skulls, leathers, and fur, to really understand the animals that are going to be around us during these three visits and in the accommodations. So the safari and all our holidays can be found on our website, which is seeable.co.uk, and it's spelled S for sugar, E for Echo, A for Alpha, B for Bravo, L for Lima, E for Echo, .co.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Damiano and Paul, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me all about what sounds like a fantastic Seeable safari holiday experience.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.